Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is Gabriel MacBird back in the fairy tale East End, and at the Mill Beach, carvery time, and the choice of starters was prawn puff, which I imagine is prawns in flaky pastry, halloumi salad, pate and leek and potato soup, and there'll be mains with all the vegetables and everything, like a full-on roast and dessert of some kind. So, essentially, let the feed begin. I'm going for the prawn puff. Mr. Apsy is going for the pate. And Miss S is being a proper puff, not having anything. Dear. Must be ailing for something, I think.
Said the milk.
Yeah, it's true. You had a pint of milk earlier. So, a report on the fodder as we get to it, really. Okay, so my starter was basically prawn cocktail with some bits of like flaky pastry puff sort of thing. And quite pleasant, nice tomatoes, bit of lettuce, liked a bit of onion, but that's me being a bit picky.
As usual.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I've got to be, wouldn't be right if I wasn't. It was just accepting, like, you know. Anyway, so the main, we've got pork, turkey, gammon and beef. Pork, turkey, beef and lamb, which is an excellent selection. Roast potatoes, new potatoes, cheesy mash, carrot and swede mash and sweet potato mash. And sweet corn, carrots, green beans, peas, broccoli cheese, cauliflower, parsnips. And I'm really going for all that. Oh, no, going for all that apart from Brussels sprouts, which I don't mind.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, I think I mentioned Yorkshire pudding there is as well. I didn't go for cabbage. I didn't go for Brussels sprouts. And I didn't go for boiled spuds, but everything else, looking forward to it. It should be good. This is Gabriel MacBird again. I don't know why I keep saying this is me back, because, you know, it's only about 2 seconds since the last boo. The last bit of the boo. However, I'll get out of the habit eventually. So the main was really a top do, as always in here, but I do now have a bit of a frame of reference, because I went to a toad beat carvery quite recently, and I have to say this beats it hands down. Your roast potatoes there were good, and actually the vegetables on the whole were pretty good, but here it had cheesy mash and carrot and swede mash and sweet potato mash, which were both excellent. Big, as I said, big range of vegetables. I've said them all, but they're all reasonably cooked without being overdone. I would perhaps like them a bit less done, but then I know I like my veggies slightly underdone. You've got to cope with, you know, something middle of the road that everybody can eat. But the meats were clear. You could taste the meats at the Toby Carvery. It wasn't bad, but the meats here were just, you could easily taste what they were. Whereas at the Toby Carvery, they're a bit overdone and not as flavoursome. Miss S is still shovelling away like a bit like a clockwork cement mixer that's winding down. She's slowly chugging along, getting there womanfully. Starter and dessertless. The desserts they have are lemon tart, there is vanilla cheesecake.
I can't believe you two are having pudding.
You can't believe we're having pudding?
Courses.
Well,
and we have had breakfast.
Yeah, we have had Butcher's Choice sausages, smoked bacon and beans for breakfast. The puds are lemon tart, there is vanilla cheesecake, there's pineapple fritters with syrup and cream, and there is another, lemon roulade. I opted for the cheesecake, as did Mr. Apsy. I was tempted by the fritters, but I didn't really fancy syrup. I mean, it might be quite nice, but often I find the ones you get from the Chinese are a little bit sweet.
I haven't got any, I'll take them all away, because we finished ages ago, so... So you'll have to wipe them on your coat.
And I might have got a... Here you are, Miss S.
Here's a problem.
Here's a
problem.
Have you got some of your cave server yet?
I've got a corner, yeah. I've used a corner.
You don't need any more, no?
Stop booing now.
Stop booing.
So the vanilla cheesecake was quite nice and creamy and a good crunchy crispy biscuit base. It had strawberries on the side, which is good because it wasn't actually very vanilla-y. But overall, pretty tasty. And I don't know how much it is now for three courses, but it's around about 12 quid, which, as far as I'm concerned, is really phenomenal value for money. I really have to give this place... I mean, it's the sort of place I ought to give 10, except that would mean there can't be any improvement, I suppose. The only thing I would improve is I'd possibly do some of the green beans and stuff a little bit less. But, yeah, it's a minor thing. I'm going to give it a 9, certainly. Maybe even 9.5. I think it's definitely about the best carvery I've ever had, I think. What mark would you give it, Miss S?
I've got nothing on it. I'm absolutely
stuffed. Yeah, he didn't have any meat, so I'll see what Mr. Apsey gives it when he's back from the lavatoire. Yeah, Mr. Apsey gives it a 9, says his spuds weren't crispy enough. Mine were, but maybe some came from an old lot.
Huh? Hello, how are you?
It was really very good.
Are you ready for me?
Yeah, taxi. Okay, this is a taxi, brilliant. Taxi's here. I've just discovered this in my draft. It never got sent. It turned out to be £10 for three courses. £10.99, actually, I believe, for three courses. As I've said, is really stupendous value. The staff were very helpful. I think I'm going to be a bit festive and, in a spurt of generosity rarely seen in the McBird Towers. I'm going to give this place a 10. Because at that price, it's just churlish not to. The Mill Beach in Goldhanger, not particularly easy to get to by public transport. You can get somewhere near it by bus. But if you're in the area of Maldon, and it's in the summer, I don't think they do this sort of through the winter, but if it's while the caravan sites are open sort of from the end of March onwards, basically, and you're anywhere near this area on a Sunday afternoon, get yourself down to the Mill Beach. All I would say about it as a is that you do need to contact them and make a booking. This means that they can serve things like the roast potatoes fresh. They know how many people they'll get in. And I would say there are places that do cheaper carveries than this, but there are few that do them cheaply and of this kind of quality. So off this recording goes, finally. New Year's Eve 2015. It's about 2 months late.